Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
When I'm driving somewhere, I always look for road markers and signs to assure I'm in the right place, ready for what's coming. In fact, road markers help you stay in the right place in everyday life. Knowing your surroundings provides perspective and management options, particularly when you're down. Let's explore two verses that give helpful action steps to manage difficult times and still keep you on a good path. I found a great verse in my quiet time recently. It's from Jeremiah 31, verse 21a. Set up road markers for yourself. Make yourself guideposts. Consider well the highway, the road by which you go. This is the first verse we're going to look at today. Frankly, I was surprised to find this very practical scripture in God's Word. It offers a fresh perspective and approach. Plus, it's a tool to evaluate progress. And finally, it provides guidance when you feel down. Jesus' followers sometimes must manage being down, discouraged, depressed, being disappointed, and even disillusioned. That's a lot of D words, but each can be challenging to manage. Jesus wants you to know that He is doing a new thing. He will satisfy your weary soul, and every languishing soul He will replenish. That's from Jeremiah 31, verse 25. That is the second verse we'll look at today. That verse requires thinking differently, especially when you're down. Essentially, it means these three things. First, being willing to receive something fresh and new directly from God. In other words, finding His markers. The second thing is choosing a hopeful perspective when you are weary. In other words, making guideposts for yourself. The third thing is discovering God will satisfy and replenish you. In other words, select the road and the path that you will travel. As a refresher, here is Jeremiah 31, verse 21 again. Set up road markers for yourself. Make yourself guideposts. Consider well the highway, the road by which you go. Okay, interestingly, as we just discovered, those two verses that we're going to look at come together beautifully, and they are very applicable to life, particularly when you're down. Jesus promises to satisfy and replenish you in a fresh, new way. So, when you're down, listen to God. Look for His markers. Make guideposts for yourself and select a road that heads straight for Jesus. A word about practical hope. When you're down, you have a unique path. Essentially, no matter what happens, you have opportunity to connect with God and trust Him for something new. Tell God you are down. Quite literally, ask Him for His markers. Open your heart to receive His love. As you receive from Him, you'll also connect with hope. Additionally, you'll discover it's up to you to choose a healthy perspective. Choose one of gratitude and practice cheer. Essentially, this gives you guideposts as you are down, discouraged, depressed, disappointed, or disillusioned. Isn't that what you need when you're in this place? Perspective introduces renewed hope. And finally, you'll experience something in this place you can't in regular life. Uniquely, you experience God can satisfy and replenish you even when you're down. Actually, your will directs your weary, languishing soul to launch your path into Jesus. And interestingly, that also directly connects you with hope. So we've found that his markers, the guideposts, and your path can all reconnect you with hope. I'd like to spend just a little bit of time talking about covenants. So what is a covenant? Dictionaries define covenant similar to this: an agreement or promise between two or more parties to do or not to do certain things. The Bible defines covenant like this: promises made by God at various times, made with people, in which God promises to bless and protect if people faithfully keep his laws. Why would we talk about covenants in material like this? Covenants are critical to healthy human beings. However, covenants are easily and often broken. Humanity broke the first covenant after God created us. Nevertheless, God knew this would happen, and he had a plan. At just the right time in history, he sent Jesus to do a new thing through a new covenant. Let's talk about this new covenant of hope. To understand the beauty of God's new covenant, here's an unusual story from Genesis chapter 15, verses 9 through 12. Listen. So the Lord said to him, "Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon." Abraham brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. As the sun was setting, Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Basically, God tells Abraham to take sacrificial animals and carry out a ritual that commonly bound a covenant in those days. Abraham was to find a trench. Then he was to cut each animal in two pieces and lay one piece on each side of the trench so the blood would run down into the trench. After this, the two covenant parties walked through the trench of blood as their promise not to break the covenant. Sounds a bit creepy to us today, but in that historical time, it was a serious way of saying, "I promise to keep my portion of this agreement. If I break my promise, this is what you may do to me." Wow. Serious consequences for breaking your word. It's sobering. Notice, Abraham becomes overcome with distress. Again, here's the scripture. As the sun was setting, Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Abraham knew he was fallen, imperfect. He couldn't walk through the trench and keep his portion of the promise. The risk was too high. At some point, he would blow it. Actually, he knew he couldn't keep the covenant because he was an honest man. So here is what happened. God walked through the trench for his own portion of the covenant, saying, "If I fail to keep my promise, this is what you may do to me." Then God walked through the trench again for your and my portion, saying, "If you fail, this is also what you may do to me." Unthinkable. God takes the punishment either way. Finally, Abraham could relax. But what an undeserved development. Incidentally, all this came true. Jesus came to earth to set up a new covenant. Essentially, he walked the trench of this life to prove God's covenant of love is real and dependable. Plus, Jesus walked the trench again on our behalf for our failures as we nailed him to a cross. Incredible, undeserved grace. Still, what fabulous news! The new covenant in Christ's blood. This covenant sets the stage for your entire life, including when you're down. Do you remember all the D words we mentioned? Down, discouraged, depressed, disappointed, and disillusioned. The fallout of life is a dismal picture. Oh, that's another D word. The whole sin thing is bad enough. Sometimes there isn't even sin when you're down. And interestingly, sometimes no person is to blame. It's just fallout from daily living because of the broken first covenant. All those D words are real. Still, God loves you so much. He walked his trench. Plus, he walked your trench. Unbelievably, he took the blame for the broken covenant, for your sins, and for those who sin against you, even for just the brokenness of this life. He kept the new covenant perfectly for God's portion and for man's portion. It's not just for sin. Jesus cares about your sufferings too because of the covenant you share. Thankfully, you can turn to him and know he will satisfy your weary soul, and every languishing soul he will replenish. Remember that other verse we're looking at, Jeremiah 31:25? When you are weary and languishing, you know, those D words, down, discouraged, depressed, disappointed, disillusioned. Jesus's new covenant promises to satisfy and replenish you. We started this content with a statement. Knowing your surroundings provides perspective and management options, particularly when you're down. Well, God gives you markers, guideposts, and a path. And you determine how you will apply these resources. God's eternal provision isn't just to cover sins. He helps you through your trenches. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. Number one, do you ever feel down? Two, which of the D words is hardest for you? Being down, discouraged, depressed, disappointed, or disillusioned? 3. How often do you look for God's markers, for something new from His Word to help manage challenging times? Scripture is packed with promises, instruction, and hope. So look for God's markers. Number 4. Will you choose and set healthy guideposts to stabilize your hope as you navigate being down? Explore what kinds of guideposts help keep a positive perspective. Select practices that keep your mind and body healthy. Set up simple action steps to be consistent with your guideposts. Number 5. Additionally, work hard to stay on the road God puts you on. Walk with him and trust his love. So we just talked about, again, the markers, the guideposts, and the road from the first scripture that we looked at today. Going on to question number 6, when you are weary and languishing, let Jesus satisfy and replenish you. And those are words from our second scripture we looked at today. Number 7, like Abraham, are you aware? You cannot keep your portion of the new covenant? 8, will you accept Jesus's involvement when you're down? 9, remember, God is in the trenches with you, no matter what. I want to bring a notation here about the story of Abraham and the covenant with God. Ray Vanderlyn is a wonderful Bible teacher, and his material on this subject, this story from Genesis 15, was very helpful to me in developing this article. It came from the video series, That the World May Know. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or you can use the online player at the top of each of our articles. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.